The Social Table. How Food Fights Isolation. Hi there. Welcome back to our Monday series, The Food and Memory Connection. Over the past 2 weeks, we've explored how food connects us to our cherished memories and how the right foods can power our brains for years to come. Today, we're completing the picture with what might be the most important piece. How food brings us together. Because here's the truth. You can eat all the blueberries and walnuts in the world, but if you're eating them alone day after day, you're missing one of the most powerful ingredients for healthy aging, connection. The loneliness epidemic nobody talks about. Let's be honest about something many of us are experiencing but rarely discuss. Isolation creeps up quietly in retirement. The work friends you saw daily? Gone. The kids' activities that connected you with other parents? Long past. That neighbor who always chatted over the fence. Maybe they've moved to be closer to family. Suddenly, days can pass where the only voice you hear is the one on the TV. Research from Statistics Canada shows that social isolation among seniors is linked to 50% increased risk of dementia, higher rates of depression and anxiety, weakened immune systems, earlier mortality rates comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. But here's the good news. Food gives us a natural, comfortable way to reconnect. After all, everyone needs to eat. And most of us love to talk about food, share recipes, and gather around a table. Why food works as a social bridge. Unlike joining a formal club or starting a new hobby, food-based socializing feels natural and accessible. It's non-threatening. Inviting someone for coffee and homemade cookies is less intimidating than asking them to join you for an activity. There's no pressure to be good at anything, you're just sharing a meal. It gives you something to do. Awkward silences? Not when you're both kneading bread dough or chopping vegetables together. The activity creates natural conversation. It honors your skills. You've been cooking for decades. This isn't learning something new from scratch. It's sharing expertise you already have. It creates reciprocity. When you share food, people naturally want to reciprocate. One coffee date leads to another. One shared recipe leads to a cooking swap. Connections build organically. Five simple ways to use food to fight isolation. 1. Start a recipe exchange group. This can be as simple as 3 or 4 neighbors who meet once a month. Each person brings a dish from a family recipe and shares the story behind it. You go home with new recipes, full bellies, and actual human connection. Make it even easier. Do it potluck style, so nobody has to cook for a crowd. Everyone brings one dish to share, and you all go home with leftovers. 2. Teach someone your signature dish. Do you make the best butter tarts in your family? The perfect tortilla? Invite a grandchild, neighbor, or friend to learn. You're not just teaching cooking, you're passing down family history and creating a shared experience. Even if you don't consider yourself a great cook, you probably make something well. That's enough. 3. Join or create a community kitchen. Many community centers, churches, and senior centers host communal cooking programs where groups prepare meals together. Some focus on preserving harvests, others on learning new cuisines, and some simply provide a warm space to cook alongside others. Don't see one near you? Start small. Invite 2 friends to your kitchen once a month to prep freezer meals together. You'll all go home with ready-made dinners and you've just created your own community kitchen. 4. Attend or host a soup swap. In late fall and winter, soup swaps are brilliant. Everyone makes a big pot of their favorite soup, then divides it into containers. You go home with 6 different homemade soups for your freezer and spend an afternoon chatting with friends. Low cost, easy to organize, and perfect for our Canadian winters when a hot bowl of soup is exactly what you need. 5. Volunteer where food is served. Community meals, food banks, soup kitchens, church suppers, they all need volunteers. You'll be around people, you'll be useful, and you'll share meals in the process. The bonus? Volunteering has been shown to reduce isolation and improve mental health just as much as the socializing itself does. The table is the cure. Here's what decades of research keeps confirming. Regularly sharing meals with others is one of the single most effective ways to maintain cognitive health, emotional well-being, and even physical health as we age. It's not complicated, it's not expensive, you don't need to join a gym or learn pickleball, unless you want to. You just need to share food with other people on a regular basis. That might be Sunday dinner with family. It might be coffee and muffins with a neighbor every Tuesday. It might be a monthly potluck with your book club. The format doesn't matter nearly as much as the consistency. The goal. Don't eat alone every day. Even 2 or 3 shared meals a week can make a significant difference in how connected, purposeful, and mentally sharp you feel. Start this week. Pick one small step. Text a friend and invite them for coffee and something homemade this week. Look up community meal programs at your local senior center or library. Ask a family member if they'd like to learn one of your recipes. Join, or start, a monthly potluck group in your neighborhood or building. You don't need to overhaul your social life. You just need to start. Because the truth is, your brain needs the blueberries and salmon we talked about last week. But it needs the laughter, stories, and connection around a shared table even more. Our shared wisdom. Your social table tradition. Do you have a regular meal you share with someone? A weekly coffee date, Sunday dinner tradition, or monthly potluck? Or if you're looking to start, what's one small step you could take this week to share food with someone? What's next in the series? Next Monday, we'll explore cooking for one, without giving up, practical strategies for making cooking enjoyable and nutritious even when you're the only one at the table. Because sometimes, life circumstances mean we are cooking alone and that's okay. We'll show you how to make it work. Until then, set an extra place at your table, even if it's just for tea and toast. Please remember, we are not medical or social service professionals. The information above is for educational purposes only. It does not constitute specific medical advice. For personalized guidance on any health issues, please consult your doctor. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.